From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. After being held in the jungles of Colombia by rebel forces, in some cases for years, a group of hostages is now free today. Colombia's defense minister, Juan Manuel Santos, announced speaking through an interpreter at a news conference in Bogota that military spies were able to obtain the release of the hostages.
Muy buenas tardes. Nos complace comunicarle a
la... We are pleased to announce to the public, national and international, that in a special intelligence operation, 15 of the hostages in the hands of the FARC have been rescued safe and sound.
Included in the hostage group was French-Colombian politician Ingrid Betancourt and three American contractors who've been held by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. The hostages were considered key bargaining chips by the group to obtain the release of jailed rebels. Military spies apparently tricked the rebels into giving up the hostages with no injuries. Republican presidential candidate John McCain is continuing a three-day trip to Latin America. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Mexico City.
Upon arriving in Cartagena, Colombia, Senator McCain again voiced his support for a free trade agreement with that country. His opponent, Barack Obama, opposes the deal. McCain said free trade is an important issue, not only for Colombia, but also for the future of the U.S. economy.
And as you know, I have strongly supported education and retraining programs for our displaced workers who have faced the challenges that America's economy is undergoing as we speak.
From Colombia, McCain's next stop is Mexico City for a meeting with President Felipe Calderon. The Arizona senator has praised Calderon for attacking Mexico's drug smuggling cartels. The two men are also expected to discuss issues related to the border. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
President Bush and Iran's foreign minister both dismissed speculation the U.S. and Israel might be prepared to launch a military strike against Iran before Mr. Bush leaves office. The president said he's made it clear to all parties that the first option to solving any problems would be diplomatic. Stocks slumped today amid record oil prices. The Dow Industrial Average and NASDAQ both ended the day officially in bear market territory. NPR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
The price of oil closed up more than $2.50. Investors were also concerned by a loss in private sector employment. That helped deflate the Dow almost 1.5%. The NASDAQ fell more than 2%. That left both indexes in bear market territory, which means they're down 20% from their highs this past October. Peter Morici, an economist at the University of Maryland, says get used to the trend.
The prospect for oil coming down is not good because there's a real global shortage. It's not just speculators. So we are likely in bear territory for a while.
Investors were also jittery ahead of Thursday's report on employment numbers. Kurt Nickisch, NPR News.
The Dow dropped 166 points, closing at 11,215. This is NPR. Some bridges over the Mississippi River in Illinois and Missouri are reopening to traffic for the first time in days. Missouri Highway has also reopened, and the Army Corps of Engineers says it is opening three navigation locks on the river that had been closed. At some areas around St. Louis, the rain-swollen river has been coming down rapidly, falling about a foot a day, and that's giving residents in two hard-hit Missouri towns, Winfield and Foley, a chance to return to their properties and assess damages from the recent flooding. The river, meanwhile, is cresting above flood stage in the town of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. However, no major damage has been reported. Authorities say a fugitive hedge fund manager who'd been on the lam for more than a month turned himself in today. NPR's Dina Temple Raston reports.
Samuel Israel III was supposed to report to a Massachusetts prison on June 9th to begin serving a 20-year federal sentence for conspiracy and fraud. He had run a hedge fund in Stamford, Connecticut, and eventually pleaded guilty to bilking investors out of millions of dollars. Israel's case made national headlines when he didn't show up at the prison as planned, and police found his SUV abandoned on a Hudson River bridge with the word "Suicide is painless" scrawled on the hood. FBI and U.S. Marshals doubted Israel had committed suicide. Instead, they began a massive manhunt. Israel's girlfriend later admitted that she had helped him escape. Israel turned himself into authorities in Southwick, Massachusetts. Dina Temple Raston, NPR News.
Roger Federer has now stretched his winning streak on grass to 64 matches, reaching the Wimbledon semifinals today after beating Mario Ancic 6-1, 7-5, 6-4. Federer is the only man at this year's tennis tournament to win every set and is trying to take his sixth straight title. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.